This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Julio Garcia, board-certified plastic surgeon located in Las Vegas, Nevada. He specializes in the full array of all things cosmetic, from cosmetic surgery to cosmetic medicine. He offers surgical options as well, minimally invasive options, and injectable therapies to assist the patient in achieving their desired look. Dr. Garcia, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. So, Dr. Garcia, what are some of the popular procedures people are getting as we head into the holidays and the new year?
You know, right now, most of the patients that are having surgery are those that are basically have no family here and they don't have any plans for the holidays, or teachers that have some time off and students that have time off from school. Otherwise, really what we're doing a lot of right now are injectable therapies with minimal downtime that will make a patient refreshed and more rested and happier and not have significant downtime with surgical procedures.
And is there a certain set of treatments that you would recommend for someone wanting to look their best?
Well, you know, I always try to individualize the treatments. I'm a firm believer in trying to get the patient happy with the least amount of work so they don't look overdone. So it has to be customized per patient, and I prefer to do less rather than more in most of my patients.
And that certainly does make sense. Also, are there any potential restrictions or complications with certain procedures in the cold weather that a lot of folks, especially in the Northeast, are experiencing?
You know, there really isn't. Most of the procedures we do are fine with patients that are going to go out in cold weather, go skiing or things like that, which is the opposite at the time, where we may do some things where there's bruising of visible, and we ask the patient to avoid sun exposure. So actually, this time of the year is a little bit easier to deal with for most patients having surgical procedures or injectables.
And that certainly is very interesting. Today we are with Dr. Julio Garcia, board-certified plastic surgeon located in Las Vegas, Nevada, joining us here today on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Garcia, tell us about your consultation process. What do you like to make sure that the patient walks away with and knowing?
Well, the consultation is a time where the patient and I really get to know one another. They are interviewing me and I them. So it's that time where I really concentrate on educating the patient as to why their looks have changed and what the treatment options are and what the level of correction that can be obtained. My main goal is not to sell, but actually to educate the patient on what can be done and aid them in making a decision. I try to educate that patient against the myths that exist and about some of the exaggerations that exist, and then try to advise the patient of their options and assist them, but not making any decisions for the patient myself.
If you would, tell us a little bit about the Ask Dr. Garcia feature on your website and how it can help someone to navigate their treatment options.
You know, we have a great thing on our website where it says Ask Dr. Garcia. The patients are able to ask questions about their proposed interest or concerns. Many patients have already been posting questions on there, and patients feel very comfortable when they see other patients that have asked similar questions. We now have, I think, over 24,000 questions I've answered over the last 10, 15 years. And patients a sense of security when they know someone else had the same concern. It's a great place for information without having to come in to see me in the office, too.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip along the lines of our conversation today?
I think the best tip is that, you know, everyone thinks that doctor means healer, and actually doctor is a Greek word. Teacher. And what I really want to do with my patients is educate them so that they can make a proper decision. We encourage other consultations with other physicians, and if I've done my job in explaining to them why I want to do what I want to do, then that patient feels comfortable and we can proceed with that plan. But my process really is more education than anything else.
We certainly have appreciated your time here today. It's very helpful and informative. Where can listeners get more information online about your practice, and how can one be in touch as well?
You know, the easiest way is my website, which is very simple. It's www.lvcosmetics.com. cosmeticsurgery.com. On there, there's a place where you can contact me directly, ask questions. There's lots of information with videos and photographs, too. So that's the best way. Our phone numbers and our location are on there, so I can get your questions regarding plastic surgery answered.
Once again, Dr. Garcia, we certainly appreciate your time and the advice and information shared here today on eHealth Radio. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Have a great day.
And thank you. We have been speaking with Dr. Julio Garcia, board-certified plastic surgeon located in Las Vegas, Nevada, specializing in the full array of all things cosmetic, from cosmetic surgery to cosmetic medicine. He offers surgical options, minimally invasive options, as well as injectable therapies to assist the patient in achieving their desired look. And for more information, simply visit lvcosmeticsurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.